Today is April 26th.
I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today, Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Eon Van Zandt. The theme of the month for April is acknowledgement, and the quote of the month is, "When you can look a thing dead in the eye, acknowledge that it exists, call it exactly what it is, and decide what role it will play in your life, then, my beloved, you have taken the first step toward your freedom." Now, let's jump into today's devotional.
April 26th. I am willing to acknowledge there doesn't need to be anything wrong in order for me to be all right. It is a sad thing to consider, but some people seek out pain. Some people create pain. Some people just don't feel alive unless something is wrong, unless they are hurt in some way. When something has been wrong with you for an extended period of time, it can become a habit. It is the thing that makes you feel alive. It is the thing you expect and live for. Pain gives you something to talk about with others, and it can even make you feel important. You can use physical or emotional pain to demonstrate to yourself and others that you can handle whatever life throws at you. It attracts attention. When something is wrong with you, people come to your aid. If they don't, that too gives you something to talk about. It is not that you like pain, it's that it can give you something to do, and every living soul needs something to do. Life doesn't have to be hard. It is not necessary to live in pain or to live eliminating pain. Without pain, we can learn to settle into the beauty of life. When there is no pain, we learn to live without fear. When we learn to release pain and the anticipation that it can and will return, we become more comfortable with ourselves, which makes others more comfortable with us. We get the genuine attention and companionship we deserve and desire. It is at this point we discover that we do not need pain to feel alive or to enjoy life. Until today, you may not have realized the role pain plays in your life. Perhaps the time has come to explore the idea that you may seek out, create, and expect pain in your life. Just for today, closely examine all of the painful experiences or situations you are currently facing. Ask yourself, how do I support this and expect it to be a part of my life? Write down your answers. Next, ask yourself, how can I approach this in a more loving and peaceful way? Today, I am devoted to discovering a pain-free way of life. Okay, we may have been the person or we know someone who has used pain as the highlight of their life. It's that person who literally every time you talk to them, they tell you about something painful that's happening to them. Sometimes we can be addicted to that pain, and that's something to really, really look at if you are going through something like this. I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.